Almighty God, help us to get a better understanding of the meaning of your name, so that we can comprehend and grasp more of your greatness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. The theme of the message is, God invites you to provoke him to love you more. The reading is taken from Psalm 138, verse 1 and 2, which reads, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. It is interesting that these verses start off by praising and worshiping God, and then leads you into an important revelation, which we are going to look at concerning his name. According to Hebrew custom, the name of someone referred to his authority and reputation. In the same way, the name of God refers to his authority and reputation, just as the name of Jesus also does. That is why today believers pray in the name of Jesus, according to his authority, as stated in John 15, verse 16, which says, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. We command healing in the name of Jesus. This is also why demons must come out when we use the name of Jesus Christ. Because God's name is his authority and reputation, a cultural and spiritual understanding of our opening word is that God magnified his name above all things which are under his authority, and also magnified his word even above his authority itself. For those of you who desire to experience a greater depth of God's love, you need to get to know him better through a deeper knowledge and understanding of his word and what the word says about his name. Doing this actually provokes him to revealing more of his love to you. Another version of Psalm 138, verse 2, ends this verse by saying, For you have exalted your word above all your name. Now, the name of God has many facets to describe the different aspects of who he is. In other words, he is one God with a compilation of many names. Let's get a better understanding of this by looking at Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. In this verse alone, God wants to give us at least four revelations about his word and his name. Let's divide this verse into four parts. The first part of this is because he has set his love upon me. How do you set your love upon him? You set your love upon God when you come to him through getting into his word and continuing to establish your relationship with him through his word. The Bible says In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is referring to the eternal Word, namely Jesus. Jesus himself says, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." So you can see that having a knowledge and a relationship with the Word of God provokes him to love you even more. Now, God has no favorites. He has intimates. The more intimate you are with him, the more intimate he will be with you. You set your love upon God by getting familiar with his word. Take, for instance, Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Take Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me into the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You see, as you get familiar with God's word, his word becomes a part of you. And because of your knowledge, you will move, or he will move you into the second part of this verse, Psalm 91, verse 14, which reads, "Therefore I will deliver him." So in fact, he will deliver you because of your knowledge of his word and your seeking to build a relationship with him through his word. That's why he will deliver you. And we move on to point number 3 of this verse, which is, "I will set him on high." Yes, he will not only deliver you, but he will set you on high. Because of your knowledge, and again, you seeking to build a relationship with him through his word. And this moves us on to the last part of this verse, Psalm 91, verse 14, "because he has known my name." As I said before, he is one God with many names, and you need to know his many names. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Tzedkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Emkadesh, the Lord who makes you holy. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present. Jehovah Hosinu, the Lord our maker. Jehovah Elohim, eternal creator. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Adonai, our sovereign Lord. Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting God. Jehovah El Shaddai, our almighty God. If you know the names of God and remain focused on Jesus and on his words, God will exalt you and establish you in all that you do because you have this knowledge and you have a relationship with him through his word. And this provokes him to reveal to you more of his love. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
Like a fish.